It's me. It's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James. And by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A-double crooked letter badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws. And you're listening to the VOC Nation. And if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Winning season returns at my bookie. Winning season means doubling your first deposit. Winning season means insane props, epic bonuses, and the craziest cross-sport wagers. At MyBookie, winning season means watching live sports and betting live sports all season long. Rejoice, the NFL has returned. That means action-packed Sundays and huge cash prizes. Get in on the action. Use promo code VOCNATION, all one word, no spaces, and double your first deposit. New players get up to $1,000 in free play, designed to add more excitement to the sports you love and the games you bet. Bet with the best this NFL season for your chance to win big. Use promo code VOCNATION and double your first deposit. Your winning season begins today, only at MyBookie.
Welcome, everyone, to WCW Retro. I'm your host for the evening, Papa Stro, the Maestro of Wrestling. And this is the place to be, folks. We talk about past, present, future professional wrestling, but so much more. You never know what's going to call in. It's half the fun. And tonight, we have a treat for you all. With us momentarily will be the legendary Judy Martin. And what a storied career she's had, 30 years. And any of you in the wrestling world know full well about Judy Martin and her accomplishments in the wrestling industry. I'm so happy to have her on the show later, and we're going to be talking with her and some of her great adventures in the wrestling industry. It's going to be a lot of fun and very informative for sure. So Judy Martin will be here momentarily, and plus we're going to be talking about more wrestling, a lot of stuff happening as of late, and we have time, we'll get to some of our segments, which will be the old school matches, dream matches, and the promos, depending on time. But first off, I'd like to make a few announcements. First off, support VOC Nation on Pro Wrestling Tees at www.prowrestlingtees.com/VOC Nation. Get your WCW Retro shirt, VOC Nation shirt, In the Room. Better Call Kathy Fitz. and so much Ken Resnick of Wrestling with History. And yours truly, Papa Stro. I have one also. It's called The Four Faces of Stro, Join the Strovolution. But proceeds help benefit the VOCNation.com network. So get yours now. Support us so we can keep these awesome podcasts free for you guys to enjoy. And thank you guys, as always, for your support. Shout out to Floss and the Funhouse Podcast, Greg Rowe, Blondie, and Antler Hill on YouTube. Give them some love on YouTube. Type in Lost in the Funhouse Podcast on YouTube. Fishing with Special Friends is fishingwithspecialfriends.com. Masters of Ring Entertainment and mastersofringentertainment.com. Support our friends in Canada, the Maritimes area. Innovative Hybrid Wrestling, IHW Wrestling, on Facebook at facebook.com/IHW Wrestling. And if you'd like to be a guest, future guest on any future episode of WCW Retro, email me. Hit me up, strofoya@yahoo.com. I'm on the Dust series. I'm on the Vail TV, star as the Chief. Support us. All three seasons are up. Go to Avail Films, A-V-A-I-L, films.com, and they're syndicated to Roku, Apple TV, and Amazon Fire TV. We'll be on set later on this year for season 4 of the Dust Series. Looking forward to that. Also, I'm going to be in another film coming up, a Harlequin origin story called The Devil's Daughter, which I'll be starring as Dr. Jeremy Arkham in that upcoming film. For more info, go to facebook.com/RealDevil'sDaughter. Also going to be in a horror movie coming out probably next year or so called Stench of Iniquity. We'll be starring as an ancient vampire named Abba in the film. And for more info on that upcoming film, go to facebook.com/Stench of Iniquity. And for my social media roundup, for everything TV, wrestling, film, and merch, go to my official website, destro.com. On Twitter, @signdestro. Instagram, @stromaestro. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, facebook.com/stromaestro. I'm on Twitch at twitch.tv/realpapastro. And if you'd like to make a donation, even to buy me a cup of coffee, tips, et cetera, thank you for those who have donated, by the way. Much love and appreciation for that. But if you'd like to donate to me, send it to my PayPal, paypal.me, M as in Mary, E's in Eat, /papastro. That's paypal.me/papastro. With that, we got the callers lined up, and we'll get you guys momentarily. We'll take a first commercial break, pause for the calls, and when we come back, we'll have Judy Martin here with us for the interview, and then afterwards we'll talk to you guys. So sit tight, and we'll be back momentarily. And we'll lead off to the commercial with some Midnight Express, okay? Be back in a few, guys.
Hey, this is a Total Package, Lex Luger, and you're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated, Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Cassie Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airlines cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Wow.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every...
Guess what? Yeah, you, I'm talking to you. Guess what? It's winning season, and winning season returns at MyBookie. What does winning season mean? Well, it means doubling your first deposit. Winning season means Survivor, Super Contest, and Squares. At MyBookie, winning season means hitting all your parlays and props with your feet up, watching your team trump their rivals. Rejoice! It's time to celebrate the NFL season. You're going to go ahead and invest your intuition because you know you got one, and just use the code VOC Nation, all one word, no spaces, and you can double your first deposit. The new players get up to $1,000 in free play designed to add more excitement to your sports you love and the games you bet. And another thing that they have going on over there is you go from betting live to championship futures. Every play you want is waiting at MyBookie. It's simple. All you got to do is make your picks. You win big, and then you collect your cash. Doesn't that sound good? I think so. Make sure to use that code VOC Nation, all one word, no spaces, and you'll double your first deposit. Your winning season begins today, only at MyBookie.
Welcome back to WCW Retro, Sounds of Eddie Guerrero. RIP, my brother. Miss you, man. And we're back, man. We got the callers lining up in tow, and we'll get to you guys momentarily. But right now, without further ado, let's get to our guest of the night, the legendary Judy Martin. Judy, such a pleasure to have you on the show. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys doing?
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Great to have you on. Such a pleasure. Wow. I don't know where to begin. Oh, my gosh. It's such a storied career you've had. Take us back how you got started in this crazy industry known as pro wrestling.
Really? Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I got started with back in 1978 when I was bored, and me and my cousin went to a wrestling match, and I met Blackjack Mulligan and talked to him a little bit about how to get into this business, because I told him if girls did it, he said, yeah, they had females that did it. So I talked to him, and he told me there was a school here in Columbia. So I got in touch with Moolah, and that was it.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Once it gets in your blood and your system, it's hard to shake, right?
It is. It's very hard to shake, especially with something that, you know, you love and enjoy doing. And I've always wanted to travel and everything, so it was just right up my alley and everything about that. So
that's awesome. That's awesome. Oh, gosh. Yeah, Who were some of your early inspirations when you first started pro wrestling business?
Well, I really didn't know anything about, you know, pro wrestling. My mom and dad went to the matches locally around, mm-hmm. you know, South Carolina here. But as far as really, you know, knowing anybody, I didn't. The first person that I really met was Murdoch and, you know, Mulligan. And I became friends with them. And they would, once I started, then they would, you know, give me how my matches was. They'd give me feedback on how I did and everything, because I would ask them. And they'd always tell me, you do not make us look like idiots, because we know you. So I won't. I said, I promise. I said, I'm going to learn, you know, what I need to learn. So first time they saw me work was in Texas, and they were both out there. And Murdoch's the first one I run into. He said, I can't believe you really did this. I said, yeah, I did. So he asked me, did Jack know about it? I said, I haven't seen him. I said, he said, oh, let me go tell him. So he went back there and told him, and he came out and he said, oh, you did do that, didn't you? You crazy, or are you crazy, girl? I said, nope, I'm not crazy. I said, I finally did it and everything. And I asked him and Murdoch, I said, hey, will you guys watch my match and let me know what I need to do? He said, yeah. And you better not embarrass us out there either. I said, okay. I try not to. So my first match, when I first come back from the match and everything, Murdoch said, dang, you were a potato out there, aren't you? I said, potato? He said, yeah. You just potatoing that girl out there. I said, no, not really. He said, oh, yes, you did. And I asked him, I said, well, what do you think? He said, you were like one of the guys. He said, I can't believe that. He said, you potatoing them people. He said, but go ahead, that's good. And Mulligan told me, you know, he said, well, God, he said, you're doing really good and everything. I said, well, great. And he told me, he said, well, I'll keep up with your, you know, your career and everything. And anytime I think you need some reprimand, he said, I'm going to give it to you. I said, okay. And that's what he always did every time I run into him. If I did, he thought I did something wrong in the ring, or if I didn't look believable, then, you know, they would tell me.
Right.
You know, so.
I know Blackjack, if he really liked you, he'd get the shirt off his back for you. You'd seem that type of guy, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everything, you know, I'd always watch his match, too, because I knew from the start, if I can make them believe that it was not a work, then I would have it made.
Right. So,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Ah, goodness. Yeah. I mean, you've done so much. Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's been so many places. I mean, you've been, like, managed by Jimmy Hart at one point.
Uh-huh.
When you were teaming with Lonnie Kai. And Bert, I saw Bert Prentice.
Yeah,
you guys
got
Midwest
LPWA.
Right.
We had him as a manager, and then a guy named Farouk. We went did some shows in Florida. So he managed us, you know, a couple weeks. Then we went to go to Florida and stuff. So
how what was it like going from territory to territory like that? And you know, getting
the
experience
was,
of going good. Different areas like that.
Oh, yeah, it was good for the girls because it kept the girls going, you know, all over the place, the world and everything, because the United States, with all the different territories, once you make the circle, then you could probably come back and do again the circle because you'd been gone for 6 months at a time after you did this 1 or 2 weeks. And, of course, we went to Japan. In Japan, we spent, like, you know, 2 months in Japan when we go to Japan, so.
Wow. What was that like for you, the Japan tour?
At first, I hated it. God, I was only there for a month the first time, and I hated it because, you know, coming off being a farm girl all your life and everything and coming in, going to a place like that, it's just like, oh, and the food, that's what I had problem with was the food because I didn't eat, you know, seafood or anything like that at the time.
Yeah.
And I had to get used to those noodles. And But I ate enough noodles. I didn't want to ever see an udon noodle when I got back to the States.
Right? Oh, gosh. I know that thing.
Yeah.
So, oh, my goodness.
You know, for girls, it was exciting back there because there wasn't that many women doing it at that time.
Right.
So.
What were some of the highlights for you? Like, look, the different companies that you wrestled for.
Atlanta, when we went to Atlanta, Joyce Grable and I, you know, it was the first chance that two women entered a to work as a tag team against two guys.
Nice.
So that was neat and everything, and it was totally different. And to understand to see the people at the Omni turn against us as women in favor of the men.
Oh, wow.
It's like, wow. It was a little different then.
Oh, man. That's amazing.
But working with
Steve-O
what's the guy's Jacques Rouze? We worked with him and Steve-O.
Jacques Rouze, Steve-O, okay.
Yeah, those are two guys we did for Atlanta, so.
Nice.
And then we did go, did some house shows throughout Alabama and stuff like that, working against guys, you know, like, who's this? I can't remember the guys we worked with through Alabama and stuff like that, with working against two guys. Then, of course, there's, you know, there was Minneapolis for Vern.
Right.
We'd go up there and work on two or three times a year with him, and he paid good at that time. He was paying girls good because he said, if you have good matches, you know, I'll take care of you, and he did.
Right.
So.
Oh, that's sweet. What was it like having matches with the Jumping Bomb Angels?
Awesome. They were very awesome. They were easy to work with, and with, you know, with no communication, how they communicate and stuff, that was hard to get through, but we had our different ways of getting, you know, stuff crossed and stuff like that, because we'd work with them so much in Japan, but like Leilani, you know, we never worked with them as a tag team until they came to the States, that I worked individuals. Because the only time that I was over there in Japan was with Patty was when we, you know, went back over there the last time.
Right, right. I mean, looking back, watching them, some of the matches you had with the Angels, I mean, it just looked amazing. I mean, such great matches you guys had. I just, you know, get in your personal perspective, what it was like, you know, being in the ring with them and then the chemistry you guys had.
Yeah. It would take, the chemistry was there, that's for sure. In which, you know, that made the match that made the match much more easier for us. And I mean, it's like, you know, it was like a Sunday brunch, really, working with those guys.
Oh, I bet. I mean, isn't it crazy that I noticed this too? Not just something myself, but the others in the business, that there's certain people you're in a ring with, it's just like, you're like right at home with them, you know what I mean?
Yes.
You have great matches.
Right. And I think that the ones you have the great matches with are the ones that does have a love for this business. I mean, you got to love this business to be able to get in there, and you have another group of people that love the business as much as you do. I think the chemistry automatically will come out when you work together. Because you're in there to want to make your opponents look good, and they make you look good, and that's how the match turns out to be great.
Oh, absolutely! Because those that don't love the business, oh, they're in for a long haul.
Well, yeah, too. And they just think they you know, it's all about them.
Right.
As we used to call them, Eagle
Kids.
Egotisticals.
Yes. Absolutely. Oh, and who was some of, like through the years, who's some of your favorite people you got to wrestle with and work with?
Oh, Velvet McIntyre, Princess Victoria.
Velvet, yeah. Okay.
Those girls were good to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, girl named Penny. Her real name is Glendine. But she was good to work with. Candice Pardue, she was good to work with.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Joyce and Vicky was. And then Wendy and Joyce teamed up for a while, and we worked against them a little bit, which was good.
Oh, wow.
But
that's
the best
awesome.
Matches I think I can remember having is with Velvet and Princess Victoria and the Bomb
yeah.
Angels. Yeah.
Those were good. Those were amazing.
And for single matches, I worked Velvet a lot, and I worked Winona Little. When I first started, I worked Winona Little Heart for a long time, all around the states with the United States belt. So we worked every place together.
I mean, you guys were so groundbreaking. I mean, and this was like way before the women's wrestling movement that we're seeing. The day, right? And so, I mean, you guys paved the way, pretty much.
Yeah, because, I know after I, finished wrestling and everything like that, I did not realize that, how much of an input we did have, because I did the first fan sign I did. I could not believe how many people still remembered us like that and how much they would thought the matches, we thought the matches was, some of them could have been better, but I mean, it seemed like everybody that we talked to that didn't see a bad match with us, with those guys.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But, they were pretty amazing. You guys dealt so well as a team, too. I mean, you had, that tag team continuity and everything. It just came natural to you all, seemed like.
Well, like Leilani, she spent a lot of time in Japan, too, and I spent a while there, too. So with her learning, she's like a technical person, and she could fly around. I didn't do all the flying around, but I did more of the grunt-looking thing,
Right.
It worked for us. Our tag team worked for us to get to get people over and ourselves over. So,
right.
And I could think our match was believable because when you have a lot of the guys standing out there and you outside the dressing room looking at you, and they tell you, "Well, good guy girls, don't be doing all those bumps. You're making us look bad."
That's awesome. Oh man. I was going to ask you, Judy, who are the lady wrestlers of the day that you think are doing well and really can carry on the art and the sport?
I see Charlotte and Becky Lynch. I think Becky Lynch is really good. And Bailey, and I've seen Bailey's matches with her babyface and a heel. I like her better as a heel. Seems like she's more natural at that. And, of course, Asuka, she's good too. Asuka?
Asuka, yes.
Yeah, she's very good. So, I mean, I would love to work with any one of those girls.
Oh, I'd love to see it. Wouldn't that be amazing?
I really would, because I think it would be a totally different than, I just think sometimes they need to slow their pace down and give the person a chance to kind of sell what they did to them.
Right, right.
And so the people can not see it so, they're so fast-paced now that you really don't see any time they're selling the stuff that they did to them. It's just like back and forth and stuff like that. I think they would get more, the people would be more into it, and seem like the people now seems like they know what they're going to do the next move, so they need to fake out the people more now. It seems like people are calling the shots out more.
Yes, slow down a bit, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
But a lot of their moves they are great. And stuff like that. But sometimes I think they show the people what's coming. You know, they people know right. this. Oh, okay. I'm waiting on you to hit me.
Right. Well, yeah, it's like I said, it's such a pleasure to have you on with us here tonight. I've been so excited to have you on here since the word got started.
Well, thanks.
So I think let me get a good. All right, I think this is Velvet. Let me get the Velvet on here. Amazing Velvet, is this you, my brother?
Oh no!
Yes, sir. Hey,
how's it going?
Everything's good. How are y'all?
Great.
Hey, Velvet, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
I have a question. You left somebody out, Judy, that you had
Who
good
did I leave?
With.
Susan Green.
Yes. Come on now. You can't leave the girl out. Y'all beat the crap out of each other everywhere. Oh, my God.
Are you right down the house?
Hello?
Is she there with you, Velvet? Awesome.
Susan.
Is she on the phone?
I don't know.
Hello?
I don't know either.
All right.
I know she's not on the queue here. I don't know if she was with you, Velvet, or not.
No, I can probably get her.
Okay.
Oh, tell her I'm so sorry for leaving her name out.
I know, right? You're going to kick your ass again.
I think it was kind of mad for me.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man, these 843 area codes are all over the place tonight. Let's get to them. Here's the other 843 area code. Welcome to WCW Retro.
Papa Stro.
Adam, how you doing, brother?
Doing good, man, doing good. I had to
Welcome
make sure to be on this one tonight.
Hey.
Yeah, we got
Judy Martin. Is another 803 in that queue? Because I just tried calling her. She didn't answer. Because I told her she was going to call.
All right. I got one more here. So keep your fingers crossed. 843 area code. WCW Retro.
This is Dr. John. How's it going?
Dr. John, how you doing?
It's Dr. John. Oh, no.
I am thrilled to hear your guest. Miss Judy, it is wonderful to hear you talk about all this stuff. I'm such a gigantic fan of ladies wrestling, and I'm trying to put together a little interview series about that. And anyway, it's wonderful to hear you talk, and I hope that I can get to talk with you. And you're just such a legend, and thank you for everything you've done. And all the great times that fans have had watching you wrestle, really and truly. Thank you
so much
for everything you've done.
Well, thank you very much. It's nice to hear.
And we have also joining us Steve, who keeps up a lot of the Japanese wrestling news and keeps us all informed of that. Steve, welcome. WCW Retro.
Yeah, glad I could be on. I did want to ask Judy if she enjoyed, I don't know if she mentioned it earlier, if she enjoyed working at All Japan Women when she toured over there.
Did I understand what you said? Did I enjoy working over there?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I love going over there. After I got over the first time going over there, you know, I didn't like it the first time I went. But then the second time I went, then I started getting accustomed to stuff and everything.
Yeah.
Those noodles, right, Judy?
Those noodles did me in the first time.
Yeah.
But then I started taking some
food when I went. So I had a lot, like my little goodie bag and stuff. So that got me.
Like,
I started getting into all this second one.
It seems like the women over there are very. Seems like the women are very hard hitting. I've heard Lita say that Kairi Sane is a pretty hard hitter in the Royal Rumble match. It seems like they still have an audience over there with Stardom and other Ice Ribbon and other groups like that. Is there a harder style over there in Japan in women's wrestling?
Oh, I believe they train much harder than we did over here in the States. I mean, they had to do, like they had to put up the ring. The new girls that were training everything, they went there and they put up the ring, and then they worked out, you know, before the thing, before the matches and stuff. That's how they got their training a lot. They worked out every day. It was every day they were on the road. They still worked out. They put the ring up, took it down, and everything.
Was the Moolah school very tough? Because I've heard stories about it from other wrestlers and documentaries.
Well, you know, her school wasn't like that because we didn't have to set up the ring or anything like that when we went to a show.
Right.
I mean, when I was training, you know, I just was out there with the girls out there training every day. Now, we did train every day, and we were out there for hours at a time. But the ones that was out there for hours at a time, that's the one that really loved the business. And they're the ones that, you know, that learned a lot more because they wanted to do new things or try new things.
Chaz Moody's coming from Chicago here. Welcome, Chaz.
Hey, how are you guys tonight? How's everybody?
Doing fine.
Well, that's great. You know, Judy, I got to ask you a question. Being a manager myself, my first experience in professional wrestling was managing women. And so I got to learn that style very early on. But I got to ask you, how is it like to be managed by Jimmy Hart? I mean, I've seen him at CAC now in his 70s, and he still has more energy than I can ever figure on. I just had to ask how it was to have Jimmy Hart in your corner.
You talking about energy? He was all bounced all over the place.
Yes.
I mean, he loved it. He loved it, and we loved having him because he could talk. He was never without words, and we were not used to doing interviews or anything like that. So he was good for us because he could do the talking.
I love Jimmy.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he always had some good ideals too, you know. And he didn't, like, interfere in the matches or anything, or didn't try to tell us how to do a match.
Sure. Sure, no, I understand.
Yeah.
I do have a question, Papa Stroh,
yes,
if I could
please,
ask.
Adam. Yeah, thank you.
Miss Martin, during your time with the Glamour Girls, do you have any, like, great road stories or anything? I would love to hear them.
Yes, please.
Hello.
I'm here. I'm sorry.
No, Judy, we're sorry.
No,
our apologies, Judy. Really.
Wow.
But
that's ridiculous.
Adam was asking about some of the road stories. 30 years. You'd like to share?
With Canada, we did a road show in Canada and stuff like that with the Hart Foundation and stuff like that. And they left Wadona Little Hart in Butte, Montana. We drove all the way. We thought she told us she was riding back with Brett and them. And we get back to the hotel in Calgary and find out they left her in Butte, Montana.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Oh, wow.
Yep, she
Montana.
Was at the arena. And then Moolah called us and asked us why did we leave her at the arena. Stu came up there and wanted to know how come the girl wasn't with us and everything, and said, well, your guys, your sons left them. Oh, no, they didn't leave her. You know, it's a big thing. So we only had to, do TV.
Yeah.
Only two of the girls could do TV.
Oh, man.
We used to do things with the referee. There was a referee here in South Carolina, and I was working, in fact, with Velvet. We were working with Velvet down in Charleston, South Carolina. And the referee was in the ring and everything. And so I told him, I said, look, I said, there's no referee for this match. Didn't they tell you? He said, no. I said, well, there's no referee, so you need to get out the ring. And I was working with Susan Green at that time. So he jumps out the ring and went running back to the dressing room. I think, Velvet, you remember that, right?
Yeah, he goes, Judy just told me there's no referee in this match. I said, and me and Susan were laughing. Susan was getting ready to go out. And he started laughing and said, hey, dummy, go back in the ring. And he turns around and goes and he gets back in the ring, and Judy's got her head over in the turnbuckle laughing, hiding her face, not knowing what's going on. You know, and the kid sticks his hands out, you know, like, what happened? And she looks at him and goes, boy, you dumb, ain't you? That's so good. He was green, though. I mean, it was his first time.
Just so the ridiculousness that happened earlier, it will be edited out, by the way. So don't think you guys are getting yourselves over. Power to pencil.
Yeah.
Power to pencil. Power to pencil. So.
Good.
Anybody know who that guy was?
Have no clue.
No, but if I find him, he'll know who I am.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, man. That's like who calls and says this huge story and then goes into that. I mean, come on.
Probably sitting down in mama's basement.
It's called a hater. That's what it is. It's called a hater.
Exactly. Steve, what's your question? What you got for Judy?
Was there a favorite promotion that you enjoyed working for the most out of all of them, NWA, All Japan, WWE? Whichever one.
I like work. My one I liked was Minneapolis for Vern Gagne.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
NWA?
Vern, at that time, Vern was paying the girls better than any other territory that was.
Awesome.
That's good.
Well,
I got a quick Judy story. Chaz, you might find this very funny.
All right.
So, in all seriousness, it was not a great day. I had gone to the Fabulous Moolah's funeral with the girls, and then when Mae Young died, I went, and I came up, and I rode with Judy, and Susie was there, and after the funeral, they wanted to talk to Stephanie. Well, Stephanie had her security guard around her. And the security guard put his arm on Susan and said, you better take your arm off me before you lose it. And then Stephanie goes, it's okay, it's okay. So Judy walks up and gives her a hug and says, hey, I'm Judy Martin. Stephanie acted like she didn't know Judy and forgot Judy. So I ribbed Judy the rest of the day. We went to eat, and I said, Judy, she still don't know who you are. And Judy got so mad. She goes, that little girl was 8 years old when me and Wendy Richter were in the ring trying to work out a match, and she would get in the ring and interfere in our training session and go jumping around the ring. So I picked on her. I called her a couple weeks later and said, hey, Stephanie called me and said, who was that lady with you again? Was that your grandma? I picked on Judy. Judy kept getting mad at me. She'd hang up on me, or she'd see me again and go, don't even say it. I used to love picking on Judy. Judy would get mad.
Hey, Judy, if you go to CAC next year and Velvet's there, don't worry, I'll hold them for you. You won't run.
Oh, no, she got.
I got you back. I'll hold them down.
You won't run. You can run, but you can't hide. No Lord said that.
Hey, prior to that altercation with Stephanie, I had actually was in a 6-man tag team. It was me, my tag team partner Tommy Feathers, and Susan Green against Judy, and of course Greg that's been on this show, Sinister, and another guy. It was JoJo. Anyway, so It was Judy's 50th birthday, and I was in the ring, and she got tagged in, and as she was coming through the ropes, I was giving her the business, and I told her, get her old butt in this ring. I didn't say it like that. I said, get your old ass in this ring. And she's like, I went, uh-oh. I didn't mean to do that. And she took full advantage of that, beat the crap out of me, and then she's a knee dropper, so I had several knees dropped on me on all various parts of my body.
Oh, my.
So I'm like, holy cow. Yeah, she's, hey, listen.
Serves you right.
You think Susan was stiff? Oh, no. No, 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 no. You make Judy mad, and you're going to pay for it. Trust me. Trust me.
And you think you would have learned your lesson by now.
Oh, no. I hung around. When I met them, they were, man, let me tell you something. When I met them, I got super kicked by Leilani Kai. I got knee dropped by Judy. And then Susan broke two kendo sticks over me. So, I mean, I had my fair share with the ladies. I want to wrestle guys now. I don't want to wrestle the ladies anymore.
Well, Judy, we have a fan on deck here. The only thing that he would get wild on is himself, so he's safe. The one and only Malcolm. Malcolm.
Oh, God.
Malcolm. WWE Retro.
Hi, Judy. I went to a match at the Yarko Arena.
Hey, hold it. What about the rest of us? No, hello, how are you?
I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, right?
I'm sorry, guys. I waited a long time. I just want to make sure I could ask Judy something.
In our defense, we've had a heck of a
night. Hi, everybody. Okay, sorry about that, Pastor.
Hi, Malcolm.
Oh, God.
Judy. I went to this match in the fall of 87, and the Glamour Girls had a rematch against the Jumping Bomb Angels at Yarko Arena in Sacramento, and Strike Force was taking on the Islanders that night because they had a feud with them. And in the match with you and Leilani Kai, Jimmy Hart, I don't know if you remember this, but Jimmy Hart tried to get the megaphone late in the match into the ring, and one of the Jumping Bomb Angels kicked it out, back out, and all the Arco Arena fans were turning on you and Leilani Kai. And I want to tell you, Judy, I've always had respect for every wrestler I've ever met, everyone, every guy, every lady that's had the guts to lace up a pair of boots and get in a squared circle. And when you guys wrestled that night, I didn't boo you guys at all. I mean, I was actually yelling Jimmy's name out, Jimmy Hart, you know, and it was a real good event. And also, I remember later on, a couple of months later, you guys had the Survivor Series, and Leilani, you and Judy had Sherry Martel. And Moolah had, I believe, Velvet McIntyre, Rockin' Robin, and the Jumping Bomb Angels with her. But I can't remember the other two ladies that were wrestling with you and Sherry Martel, you and Leilani Kai. Do you know who they were?
I think it was Donna Cristantella.
That was it, Donna Cristantella.
Sherry, me, Patty, Donna Cristella. I can't think of the girls.
Yeah, I ordered the videotape from eBay, but it hasn't come yet. So,
Was she dark headed? The other girl dark headed?
I think she was. You know, it's just all I know is the good girls. What was weird about it is Moolah was with the good girls. Normally, she was a bad girl because I talked to Captain Lua Albano two times about it. And is it true, Judy, that he told me Moolah held the ladies' championship for 27 years in a row? That's longer than any man did. You know, that's phenomenal to me.
I know she's held it that long after I got there. I got there in 78. And the only time I know her losing,
Judy,
was
did you wrestle in big time wrestling in Northern California? Because I remember Hank Renner mentioning a Judy Martin.
One question at a time.
Oh, sorry.
Rip Ruff when I talk to Rip Ruff. I'm like a 10-year-old kid.
Malcolm, you got the run in tonight, boy. For once, it wasn't me.
Well,
I have no problem later.
I was at Fort Benning, Katie. Oh, go ahead, Steve. I'm sorry.
Let's spread the wealth a little bit. Steve, what you got?
Sorry, Bob.
Judy, do you still have women wrestlers that reach out to you throughout the years for advice or to watch their match?
I've had a few, but they really never really get into it. You know, they want to know about getting into it and everything. And so, you know, I give them names of people they could get in touch with and everything, but I never heard of them going any further than that.
Okay. I'll switch it over to Malcolm, but yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah, Papa Stroke, can I do one thing for Judy?
As long as it will take all night, go ahead.
No.
Judy Martin, yeah! You and your chief in the ring with Leilani Cunning at Survivor Series, you can feel a madness, oh yeah!
Well, I apologize in advance for the volume.
Oh.
That was amazing.
Very good. That was very good.
I took off my speaker, so there's no interference.
Awesome, man.
You gotta love that.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I do Hogan Square if she wants me to do it. But she has to ask.
Sure, go ahead.
Judy,
oh,
when you're at 14 and 93 and you want to be 11 Bravo and you end up doing wrestling impressions, it's really weird.
But you know the whole thing about the situation, man? It's with Jimmy Martin and Leilani Kai with the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, his megaphone, are taking on the jumping bomb angels. All hell's gonna break loose. Hulkamania's gonna run wild, brother.
Hogan, are you gonna be brother?
Judy, we have
thank
all
you,
time
Malcolm.
On this show. Judy,
what are my speakers?
I have another question.
We have all kinds on this show. Trust me, all kinds. Go ahead, Chief.
Is there a good Sherry Martel story that you can share?
Sherry, me and Sherry went to Japan together.
I'd love to hear about it.
That's the story. That's it. It's over.
Okay.
I'm not gonna go no further than on Sherry.
Right? Nah, leave that one alone too.
I got one question for you, dear.
Well, calm down. Hold your horse. Go ahead, Judy.
I think Sherry and I had some good matches. And stuff. So she, I mean, Sherry was Sherry. Yeah.
Oh man, I wish my stories were that short. Good Lord, that's great.
Yeah. He was very entertaining.
All right,
Judy, I got one question for you, hon.
Okay.
Back in '91 in WCW, you wrestled Medusa. What was she like in the ring?
Medusa was good. I mean, she. You know, she did a lot of training over too over in Japan, so she was good. But this was good. I like working with her.
Judy, did you get to meet the Honky Tonk Man Wayne Ferris, and did you get, you know, to hang around him and Jimmy Hart and Sherry Martel was Peggy Sue?
Honky Tonk.
Back then.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
I know the Honky Tonk Man. He's a great guy.
Mm. Yeah, he was
yeah. Guys, is everyone had a chance to ask Judy any questions? Dr. John, is there anything you would like to ask Judy?
Judy, I want to interview you so badly. We'll discuss that later, okay? I want to interview you so badly. I'm working with a friend of mine, and I'm getting ready to do some things in Colombia, and we're going to be talking with some family members of some of the legendary lady wrestlers there, and I am just in awe that I get to talk to you. I really don't know what to say other than thanks for being here. Just golly. That's it.
Okay.
Judy, I'm such a fanboy. Can you stand it?
I can stand it. Bring it on.
All right. All right.
Yikes.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Go ahead, Steve.
Is there a match or an opponent from All Japan Women that you would name that you'd recommend as your favorite match or opponent?
Steve's voice is bouncing back in.
Yeah, one Steve, please. No repeated Steves and echoes. Just one Steve. Thank you.
I don't know. I think all the matches were special to me.
Okay.
Because I learned different things in every match I went into, so I think they're all was.
Speaker off, please. Whoever has the speaker on, speaker off, so we can hear Mine's one off. Judy.
I learned
not on my end.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing.
This is great.
Oh, Judy, in the spirit of old school matches, which we talk about from time to time here on the podcast, what's one of your favorite matches that you recall that you enjoyed watching?
With men or women? Either one?
Either or is fine.
I always love watching Piper's matches because he was so entertainment.
Oh yeah,
and I mean him and I've seen some of him and Sanuka had on the just house shows. It was just unbelievable.
Mhm.
And of course the Hart Foundation, some of their tag matches was awesome. It was unbelievable. Every house show that we went to, it could have been on tape. Oh, there'd be some awesome matches out there that people would never forget.
Gosh, to be there, those house shows to watch those matches, I can't even imagine. It'd be so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Hart Foundation.
And,
man.
And I think with the women, I like my matches with Winona Little Hart. That's where
mm-hmm.
I learned how a lot of my about the psychology and stuff for the ring. That's who I learned with because she told me, she said, I don't talk, and she didn't talk in there. So whatever I had to do, I had to, you know, do it myself in there.
Right.
And kind of lead her because she was like, I don't, you know, whatever you want to do, that's fine with me. And she,
mm-hmm.
when she said she didn't talk, she didn't talk.
Right.
I just think every match I had in this business meant something because I
mm-hmm.
learned, you know, like I said earlier, I learned different things with different women. Some of them put their heart in it than others. Velvet was one. Princess Victoria was one. And Winona was one, too, that really, you know, put their heart into it when you wrestled them. And, of course,
mm-hmm.
you know, like I said, the Japanese girls was awesome. You learned so much from them. And I also learned from the guys, too, because I'd watch the guys' matches, too, and I'd pick up stuff from the guys' matches,
mm-hmm.
what they did. And the next territory, I go into, I would use that to keep our, you know, if you work with the same girl, like Winona and I worked all over the place two or three times, mm-hmm. so we had to change the matches up a lot, so we would just put different stuff. I learned from the guys in there.
Right. But you're right about Piper and Snuka, man. What a feud.
They had. Hot Rod.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, Hogan himself told us, he says, you know, he said, I just came in at the right time. He said, I can't work, but I come in the right time. They started putting our match after him.
Nice.
Like we did a lot of shows that we were on last.
Oh, that's awesome.
Judy,
what was that?
Were
what
you
was
up
that
on
like?
Piper's Pit?
Wait a second. Wait a second.
Sorry.
Awesome. What was it like? What was it like to main event those type of events?
Well, we didn't think it was the main event. We were just mad because they put us on last, and because we had the Japanese girls were riding with us.
Right.
We had to kayfabe them and getting them out the arena.
Oh, man. That must have been something. Yeah, go ahead, Malcolm.
Yeah, Judy, were you ever on Piper's Pit? I recall seeing your name on Piper's Pit on YouTube.
I was never in Korea
in 84. But,
you know. No, I was never on Piper's Pit.
I know Moolah was. I thought maybe you were on there, too, because Piper used
no,
to do all the biggies.
No.
Well, it's a damn shame Piper didn't do an interview with you, you know, because he did one with David Wolf, Cindy Lauper's manager, and you're way better wrestler than he was. So I can
imagine having Judy Martin on Piper's Pit. You guys would have a great time.
Yeah, it would be classic.
Well, yeah.
It'd be a potato fest.
Did you say potatoes? I'm in Idaho.
what was that?
No, I was gonna say I think I got some old school matches whenever you guys are ready.
I'm ready.
Yeah,
Steve.
Late on us.
Professor
yeah.
Steve.
Yeah,
Steve.
Yeah. Excuse me. We are ready. Go ahead, Steve. Thank you. You're welcome.
Man, I was watching Kawada versus Gary Albright, All Japan.
Oh God, talk about
1995. Oh yeah. It was pretty brutal. simple moves, kicks, suplexes, but the crowd was very into it, and Kawada was able to get the win with an armbar on Gary Albright. And the other match I was thinking of, if we're doing a women's match, I was thinking about Toyota versus Akira Hokuto, September 2nd, 1995, All Japan Women. Definitely
right.
One of my favorite female matches. This conversation kind of reminded me of it, made me want to look it up again. And Toyota was able to defeat Hokuto with a brutal scoop slam and a very hard spot match. So, those are my old school matches. Both 1995.
Thank you. Okay, one more time. Please cut down your speakerphone.
My job,
if I hear my voice, I'm still hearing my voice. Okay. All right. Serious. Cut down the speakerphone so we can hear us talk.
That's rude.
I'm through with disrespectful callers for tonight. They're not getting over on the podcast. So.
Good. I'm behind you.
Yeah. I'm glad you are, Malcolm. Very much appreciated.
There's a lady on the phone. Be respectful.
Yes. Okay. All right.
I have a
Go
question.
Ahead.
Do they still have the female shows in Japan like they used to?
Stardom is pretty popular. They're owned by the same company that owns New Japan, and I believe Ice Ribbon, and there might be other groups out there. I haven't been following them too much, but Stardom is kind of like the big women's promotion, I think, over there right now.
Isn't that where Kairi Sane went back to, with Stardom?
No, I think she's still with WWE, but she took a break from WWE. But that's where her and Io Shirai were definitely popular.
Okay.
And, right. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's great that Stardom is keeping that alive over there. The women's wrestling.
Well, it needs to be. I mean, it needs to be because you know what? You got a lot of, you got a ton of women in the States that need to experience that and go over there.
Right.
But yeah, a lot of gaijins go there.
Yeah, just like
the
guys.
A lot of guys,
you know,
too.
We go to Japan to get our experience to get better, and so should the ladies. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they could learn a lot.
Right.
But most of the girls
I don't think it's anybody's connection. I think it's I keep hearing the echo on my end. Y'all don't hear it now, but I hear it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whoever,
it's not on my end.
Well,
yeah,
whoever turned it off, thank you. Okay. All right. Any more old school?
Yeah, thank you, Velvet.
Yes,
you're
okay.
Thank you, Velvet. You're welcome.
Yeah, okay.
Any more old school matches?
I got a couple, Papa Stro.
Oh, God.
You get
Malcolm.
One.
Malcolm. One.
Uno.
One means one. One match per person. Not a card, not a pay-per-view, just one. Thank you.
Okay, just one. It's my favorite from SummerSlam 89. You know, I like the main event, but this was way better. Piper was on Primetime Wrestling, and Bobby Heenan brought Rick Rude on there, like, the show before SummerSlam. And he got Piper all fired up. And Piper, during the Ultimate Warrior rematch for the Intercontinental title, the Warrior just dominated the match. And Jesse Ventura was saying, you know, it's okay to wrestle. He goes, the Warrior doesn't know how to wrestle in the ring. He wrestles outside the ring. And he's telling Tony Schiavone they're getting in an argument. And I was laughing. And then at the end of the match, Rude was taken over. And it looked like he was getting ready to pin the Warrior. And out comes Roddy Piper. And Roddy Piper, Rude does his pose, you know, he's swiveling his hips. And Piper, he puts his finger up like, okay. So he turns around and he moons him. He lifts his tail. And I checked the Piper fence and they told him was laughing. And then after the match, Rude's up on top of the second turnbuckle. And the Ultimate Warrior comes behind him. And he gives him a German suplex from the top of the turnbuckle onto the mat, and Piper, while he's in air, Piper's sitting there waving at him. And then Mean Gene, after the match is over, he's in the interview area, and he goes, this man is back in the World Wrestling Federation. And Roddy Piper goes, yahoo, like that. And he goes to Mean Gene, he goes, bottoms up. He goes, I could get Rude, too. I was laughing at still laugh at that. You know, that's my old school match for this week.
Oh, yes. Good one. Thank you, Malcolm. Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Any more old school matches?
Yeah,
sure,
I'll give
John's
you guys
one.
Okay.
Go ahead,
Dr.
You go, Chaz. Go, Chaz.
All right, I'll go. On this date in 1977 at the Spectrum in Philadelphia, Bruno San Martino defeated superstar Billy Graham.
Yeah.
However, just as they were about to drop Billy Graham's arm for the third time in a bear hug, the referee stopped the bout due to excessive bleeding, gave Bruno the match, and gave Billy Graham back the belt, and people darn near rioted that night.
Wow.
Billy Graham.
Right? Oh, goodness. Oh, that's great. The guy, Chad, that's awesome. God, you don't see matches like that much anymore. You know what I mean?
No, I think what I liked most about it was the aura of believability in that, we see wrestlers bleeding, and I guess with the advent of hardcore matches, we see bleeding to the point where we become desensitized to it. But back in the 70s, when a wrestler was cut – it was an implication in the match. And I mean, in here you had a champion
right.
that could only lose by pinfall or submission, wound up losing a belt on a ref's decision, and everybody that was in the audience knew that, you know, stopping due to blood wasn't going to win a title. And you know, I think it's an era that I'd like to see return, and hopefully it will at some point.
Yeah, just like it used to
Absolutely.
Do with boxing. Just like it did in boxing, it used
Correct.
To do the same thing. Right.
Correct.
Yep.
Oh, thank you,
right,
that's
Dr.
awesome.
John.
All right,
Dr. John, you're up.
I got one. It's
Dr.
really
John's
cool.
Dr. John's a supernatural guy, Judy. He's all about Bigfoot and Lizard Man and all the supernatural
Oh, yeah. That's right.
John's great.
Well, I've got two supernaturals in this one. Stan Lariat Hansen and Sergeant Slaughter
nice.
From 1986. Yeah. And
wow.
Stan,
yes.
Stan was
AWA.
The Stan was is AWA.
Yeah.
And
oh,
what it was
okay.
was yeah, and what happened was they were all over the place doing everything. And then what happened was Sergeant Slaughter was winning the match, and then he got catapulted over the ring by Stan Hansen. So he jumps back up, and he puts the Cobra Clutch on Stan Hansen from outside the ring. And then, for some reason, he was able to clear the third rope and get back in the ring, and he's still got the Cobra Clutch on Stan Hansen, and Stan Hansen submits. And then the referee said, well, he never actually broke the hold when he got pulled back into the ring. And the crowd went berserk. I mean, that was like a referee creating some kind of a fictitious rule that nobody had ever heard of. He said he
Could
had
to Tommy Young.
Well, Tommy Young, okay. Tommy's from Georgia. Tommy's from Georgia. I mean, what can you say? But I'm just telling you, it was the most nutso thing of all time. And everybody was thrilled that Sergeant Slaughter had won the world, I think it was the U.S. Heavyweight Championship. And then all of a sudden, the referee gives it back to Stan Hansen. And just everybody went crazy. And they did. It's like, you know, it's like, I mean, that was like the worst ruling ever. Judy, did you ever participate in some of the worst rulings in history? I'll bet you had at least one. May I please ask, tell us about one of them.
Oh, yeah, the one in Alabama when I broke Mula's ankle.
And what
wow.
We were in Alabama working. I was working with her and everything. I can't remember the referee's guy's name, but he used to come in there and tell me. He said, "Oh, you gonna beat Mula tonight, huh?" I said, "No, I very seriously doubt it." He said, "Oh yeah, you going over?" So he was trying to pull a rib on me, and by telling me this, that she said I was gonna go over. I guess he was going to see if I would really try to pin her. So I said, no, that's not going to happen because I know she's not going to lose because he said, well, oh, yeah, you know, she said for you to go over to, and I said, no. Well, he said, well, I'm going to go tell her you're going to break her ankle. I said, why are you going to tell her that? Because you know that's not going to happen. Anyway, so we went out to the match and everything. And he come up to me. He said, now, you going to break her ankle, right? I said, no. And he said, well, then that's the only way you're going to get the belt. Anyway, so the match went on and on. So the finish was a small package. That
uh-huh.
she was going to small package me. Well, when she went to small package me, I don't know what happened, but I came down on her ankle. It broke it.
Oh.
And I was like... And Mula was going effing this, effing that.
oh man!
The referee said, "You really did do it." I said, nope, I didn't. I said, he said, you, yeah, you told me about it, you were going to break her ankle. And I said, oh, Lord. Now Lillian's still going effing this and effing that. And so that was our finish, right? So
right.
Then she said, just lay down. I said, lay down? she was trying to hobble back up like that, and so she hit my head in the turnbuckle. That was the finish.
Right.
So she wasn't not going to lose that belt. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, then, you know,
dude, that is an awesome story. That is just the best.
And a couple years later, I wrestled her in Hartford, Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
And she hit me in the head with a chair, put 13 stitches in my head.
Ooh.
And payback. I mean, the blood was just pouring, and then people out there saying, oh, that's fake. That's fake and everything. And I remember saying, I remember telling them, this is fake, and I just shook my head on, you know, sort of right there on the crowd.
Good.
And everything. So she pulled me back over the ropes. And she finished me there because the referee was saying, you know, y'all need to go home now. So she pinned me there. So I went, got back to the dressing room, and it was still pouring blood and everything. And she asked me, was I okay? I said, yeah. She said, oh, well, that's for breaking my ankle. I said, oh, really? I said, okay. She said, oh, no, she said, oh, no, I'm just joking and everything. She said, well, you think you don't need stitches?
Right.
I said, I don't know. So they went and got Pat Patterson, right? So I'm in the shower now trying to get the blood off of my, you know, my hair and everything. And Pat comes on in the shower. And I said, Pat, wait a minute, let me get a towel. He says, oh, let me see your head, Judy, he said. And he looked at, you know, up there in my head and everything. And he said, oh, yeah, Mula, she's going to need stitches. And he said, girl, he said, I'm just one of the girls. I said, oh, that's when I found out Pat was gay.
Whoa.
But yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Cue the Kamala song.
That's great.
Oh,
man.
Gay or not, he's still my childhood hero.
Judy, that's the best story of the night. That's hysterical.
That's great. That's amazing. That stuff, man.
I probably don't forgot half of a lot of them.
Yeah.
Oh, this is such a treat, guys. It really is.
Judy, I'm a bigger fan of you now than I was before. You know Piper, you know Pat Patterson, you know Hulk Hogan. You know all my favorites. Jimmy Hart. I'm a bigger fan of you now. I was a fan of you as the Glamour Girls, but I'm really a fan of you now.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Judy,
that's awesome.
Your stock has gone straight up with this group. We all love you now.
Yep.
We knew you were
but
we love you now.
Oh, I'm doing a like a virtual, what did you call those virtual signing things?
Are you? Okay.
Next week in Christiansburg, Virginia. Nick, a guy named Nick from New York.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm doing up there, and I'm taking some of my coats and jackets and boots and stuff is up there.
Nice.
Malcolm, she's going to sell them. You might want to buy some.
I want an autograph from her. I want to meet her. I want a picture with her. Is Leilani Kai still around, or did she pass on?
Leilani's in Florida.
Oh, I want a picture with you and her together and Jimmy Hart. Man, I want to relive 87. That's what I want.
Well, Florida's not code for heaven, is it?
Yeah, Papa Stroh, I want to do one more tribute to her. Is that okay?
Leilani
Kai and Judy Martin, the Glamour Girls, are two of the baddest SOBs on the planet, and they're the burning land, because Stone Cold said so.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, come on, said so.
That was special for you, too.
So, Judy, that's next week. Is that next weekend, you said? Or
Thursday. In fact, that's next Thursday.
Next Thursday, okay.
Yep. And
where can they find you doing that?
the virtual thing? Is it online or?
It should be online. All I know his name is Nick.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of his last name now, but he's from New York.
Right.
And he just set that up and everything, so it should be next Thursday. I think I go on at 9:00. I think he's gonna have what's his name there? Boogie Woogie guy.
Oh, Jimmy Ryan.
Yeah, he's gonna be there. He starts at 6:00. He starts his at 6:00, and somebody else is gonna be there. But I don't remember what he said his name was.
Would Judy, if any of the fans would like to keep in touch with everything, how could they keep in touch with you?
I'm on Facebook.
Okay.
I'm on Facebook, so.
Awesome.
That's how they can reach
you. Yeah. Malcolm's gonna stalk you now.
But, no, you
I'm
know,
not gonna stalk anybody.
I got a quick question. What state do you live in now?
Just kidding, Dolby.
What state do I live in?
Yeah.
I live in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You talk just like my friend Diane Pope, who married Charles Pope of the Tams. You've got the same exact accent. Oh, you must be near Columbia. But she grew up near Columbia, and that's...
That's where I live.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, our call is a better GPS, actually. Our call is a better GPS about what direction. So it's tremendous.
Oh, man.
Any plugs, guys? Anything you like to plug? I know we just plugged Judy's event coming up next week. Is there any more events that you would like to plug?
Dr. John's got a big plug, and that is for wrestling tonight, this coming Sunday night.
You can also tell everybody that I am available and willing to attend any fan fest or whatever they have out there. I'm available to be at one. So.
Awesome.
That's great.
Yes. Book Judy.
Exactly.
Book Judy Martin.
Book Judy.
Well, we may have to book Judy for wrestling tonight. But anyway, wrestling tonight this Sunday with Chaz Moretti, Papa Stroh, and me. And, of course, we will have Malcolm, and we will have Velvet, and, of course, the professor of wrestling, Steve. And our guests are going to be Cindy Snow and Kevin Sullivan. And that's going to be a blast.
Awesome.
And Game Master. The Varsity Club, I'm fired up!
Oh, my God.
Cut his microphone off.
All right. Let's go back from the Malcolm commercial and back to Dr. John.
Tone it down.
Right, Dr. John.
Sorry, Papa Stray, I got excited.
Anyway, Wrestling Tonight, 10 p.m. Just go to WrestlingTonight.com, and they'll take you right there on the Facebook page. And we're going to have a blast with Cindy Snow and with... Well, for sure, Kevin Sullivan. Can't wait. I mean, I've just never had a chance
to. Boston Strong Boy.
Oh, God, yeah.
Dr. John, let me add to that real quick. Our third guest on Wrestling Tonight this coming Sunday is a gentleman that has performed not only on the independent circuit for many, many years, but he was also in The Wrestler, and he had a recurring part in the TV series Gotham. And I'm speaking about Andrew Anderson. Yes, he did. So we're going to have Andrew Anderson, we're going to have Kevin Sullivan, and we're going to have Cindy Snow, who is now the Director of Operations for the North American Wrestling Alliance.
Awesome.
Well, you tell Andrew Anderson that L.A. Tank has a beef with him, and he wants him back in the square and circle, buddy.
You haven't learned from Judy about running that big mouth of yours, have you?
Listen, you know what? My mouth is not as big as yours because my foot don't fit in it, because you still need to clean that bathroom, brother.
Oh, I'll tell you what, brother. I'll find a place for my foot for you. Ah, that's all right. Mixed company. All right, enough with the run-ins tonight. Fun time.
Tremendous. Tremendous.
It is tremendous. I love Amy.
Pay half the bills and she's yours.
Hey, hey, listen. When I got married, I said, you want to come over, I'll drive around the block about 500 times and leave some money on the counter so I can pay my bills.
Are you out of your mind? Please.
All right. Any more plugs, guys? Any more, like, plugs?
Steve,
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, my Twitter is @SlimmerSteven. Twitch is the same. You can check out the recent episode of Pop Culture Stars that Dr. John hosts, and I was a guest on it. Enjoyed it. Definitely looking forward to wrestling tonight on Sunday. So those are also check out Stardom World. I need to at some point. They have a Hayao Kimura shirt and pro wrestling tees, as well as the VOC Nation t-shirts. So yeah, those are my plugs of the week.
Hey Judy. You might want to get with Steve. Steve could probably send some information on Stardom, the Stardom promotion over there in Japan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of
does
keep,
he,
keep okay.
Well, you got my number, right?
I love
you
that.
Got my phone number?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you
okay,
got
then,
Facebook. I can find your Facebook, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Steve's on Facebook also.
Okay. What's his last name?
Logan.
Logan, okay. Okay. I'll look him up.
Awesome.
And I'll try.
Any more plugs, guys? Can we get to everybody? Just to make sure.
Well, I think
I want to plug Chaz Moretti's mouth shut.
Everybody's got jokes tonight.
Yeah, we do.
Everybody's got jokes tonight.
And running.
Unbelievable. Everybody's got jokes tonight.
Yeah, don't worry about Velvet. I'll take care of him.
Ooh,
please do.
Oh, my.
You don't want to take care of you,
Velvet,
not me.
I'm going to tell Susan Green on you.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's
I'm
okay.
Running now.
That's fine.
I'm going to get in my car.
Didn't she chicken out earlier?
No, she actually got a phone call. Her brother's not doing well.
Oh,
she was on the phone in Texas. Yeah, she was on the phone with Texas. She texted me 3 times to make sure I got it, and I didn't want to tell y'all because I wanted to make sure we got through the show. But yeah,
I was looking for a number, and those two jabronis called earlier. And I was like, oh, crap, because I was hoping she would call in, right?
Well, she has an 803 area code like Judy does, not 843. They have 803. But,
right, and that's what I was looking for.
Sure
I just couldn't.
I can't believe they got on. And I mean, really, do people not have anything better to do but to do something stupid?
Especially the one guy that told the whole story, the whole bit. Do you hear that?
About knowing her and this and that. I mean, come on. If you got to go that far. There's something wrong with you. Sorry.
No, you know what, Velvet? I agree with you because, it goes to show you, too, that, and this is a knock on a modern wrestling fan. Everything to some of these people is supposed to be so funny. But what made our great sport, the sport that we love back in the day, is that it was believable as a sporting contest. It was believable as a combat sport. Somewhere along the line, it became a joke in itself, and I, for one, as long as I'm involved in this business, I am going to treat it with the respect that it deserves. And I'll give one final plug tonight. It is so refreshing, and I am so proud to be a member of the North American Wrestling Alliance and their relaunch and their reboot and their bringing back the old-school wrestling that are using – new wrestlers and are getting that new school vibe, but that old school mentality is part and parcel of what the NAWA is about. And that's my last plug for tonight, guys. Sorry if I'm a little long winded.
Awesome. No,
but,
you're good.
That's all right. Chaz,
the believability of our sport is something that I'm passionate about.
I am too.
Chaz,
I'm with you.
What? Absolutely. Chaz, what's the NAWA website that everybody can check out, by the way?
Sure, you can check out the North American Wrestling Alliance at www.nawawrestling.com.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much. And looking forward to wrestling tonight,
you guys.
This Sunday, with Cindy and Kevin and Andrew. Should be a good time.
The gang.
Yeah.
So where's that Cindy Snow from?
Yeah, where's
Cindy? You know what? She's living right now in Nashville. Originally, she was from
okay.
Ohio.
Oh, okay.
Right on.
But that's Al Snow's wife, though, right?
Former.
Okay.
Aha.
Good to know.
Okay. Judy, it's been such a pleasure to have you on the show. You can come. Please feel free to come by anytime you want. And,
okay, I will. And I thank you guys for having me on. It was a blast, and I'll have to start thinking of some more old stories that I can tell.
Yes, please. Absolutely.
I'll come by and hit you with a stick or two, and then maybe you might remember something.
Okay.
Velvet. Velvet will do that too.
We'd love to have you back on.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Thank you, Judy. Is there any final plugs or thoughts you want to leave us with?
I am glad that somebody is thinking about the old school wrestling and trying to revive it. I think that is great.
Amen.
Those are the matches I would go see now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to see how the younger generation is doing the old school way in a new area.
Right.
Oh, we'd love to have
Absolutely.
You, Judy.
Anytime. Thank you so much, Judy.
Okay, thank you guys, and see you later.
All right, Judy.
Bye-bye.
Guys, it's been great. What a great show tonight. Pleasure having Judy Martin with us. It's been such a blast. Thank you, guys.
Bro, sorry if I got a little heated, but I can't handle guys like that.
Oh, bro.
I can't either,
because
that's just dumb.
Well,
I mean,
they're gone.
It's crazy.
And I've already talked to the guys at VOC Nation. It's going to get edited out anyway. So, I mean,
very good.
For those that are listening, they're trying to get themselves over. You're not going to get yourselves over in this show. Sorry.
Nope. Yeah.
But,
you got that right.
But thank you guys. But thank you guys for being here. You guys are also being amazing. Thank you for listeners that are listening in. Be sure to catch the archives of tonight's show. WCW Retro with today's date, 9/17/2020. Listen to archive just to hear the great stories that Judy Martin told tonight. I mean, it's so amazing. I mean, what a storied career she's had. And looking forward to wrestling tonight, this Sunday night. Looking forward to it. Was it 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right?
No, 10 p.m. 5:00. Eastern Time.
10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right? 10 p.m. Eastern 10 Standard
p.m.
Time. Okay.
That's right.
Hopefully Dr. John will keep switching the time zones like he does his other podcasts. Like it's Wednesday, Tuesday,
right.
Friday.
Yeah.
The time
I will tell you right now.
John, you're all over the place.
Tell you right
I can't
now,
keep up with you.
Right?
Okay.
He is. Well, Judy,
I just want to keep up with Judy Martin. Golly.
Judy said a little bit of stuff, and I know it took a little bit to get some of the stuff out of her, but she's talked to me earlier and was trying to remember stuff, but she's going to work, like you said, she's going to work on that. I have a feeling she'll be back more often than not, so y'all, I really want to hear more stuff about her and Wendy Richter, because her and Wendy Richter did a really good job up in WWF or WWE.
Yes, they did.
So I wanna hear about that. So I'm gonna work on her about that. So whenever the next time she does come on, you know, we can get some of that out of her.
I want to thank Velvet, by the way, for setting this up with that Judy Martin.
Oh, you're welcome,
thank you so
brother.
Much, man.
Thank you, Velvet. It's good stuff.
And I'm gonna set y'all up with her down the road. And I know what Dr. John talked to me about. We'll leave that under the hat. But I'll definitely hook y'all up with her as well. So. All right, we good.
All right, thank you, Velvet. Thank you, Dr. John, Chaz, Malcolm, Steve. Man, you guys are amazing. Thank you so much. And
Uh-oh.
Yes,
Andrew.
Andrew.
Running.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you, Amy.
Yes. Yes.
Amy,
absolutely.
Just give him the scrub brush and a sponge and don't give him any gloves and tell him to get in there. Clean that toilet.
I'm usually quiet sometimes, or I'm the one snoring in the background.
Yeah, you were the one snoring in the background that night.
Amy doesn't need a microphone. Amy
doesn't
need a microphone.
Actually, that was my wife snoring in the background because I was in the bed and I had to get out of there because she was really doing it.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. Stroll,
close
the special ed class up.
Oh. Okay, guys. You take care of yourselves and each other. Have an awesome rest of the week and weekend. I will see you at wrestling tonight, Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And looking forward to it. And we'll leave you guys. What's a cool song I could, like, play for you all now? You guys like... I got Harlem Heat, Bad Street USA, NWO, got a whole bunch of stuff. So, any requests?
You got any Rick
Real American?
What?
Real American by
Real
Rick Derringer?
Somewhere.
I'll send it as a detachment to your Papa Strut. I've got it on my computer.
Wonderful.
Of course he does.
How about some Steiner Brothers? Okay, I got some old Steiner Brothers for you.
Yeah.
You guys,
rock and
you guys
roll.
Have a great night. Take care. Thank you all.
Okay.
Take care. Bye.
Good night, guys.
Steiner Brothers.